Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode number 21 of the Theology of Eternal Damnation in Hell. I am your host, Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International. This podcast is about the negative side of eternal life when it comes to what happens after death. People love to talk about heaven and the wonderful benefits of eternity with God. However, there is less talk about the negative side of eternal life. This podcast will explore what the Bible says about hell and the eternal damnation of those who die without Christ. The Bible says in Daniel 12:2, "Many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt." Allow me to share with you some important points on this passage from R.C. Sproul's Reformation Study Bible. This verse is a clear prediction of the bodily resurrection of the godly and ungodly for the final judgment. The featured quote for this episode is from R.A. Torrey. He said, "I would rather go to heaven alone than go to hell in company," and I agree with that. Our topic for today is The Literal View of Hell, Part 11, from Dr. John Walford. Is eternal punishment to be understood literally? Is eternal punishment in hell to be understood literally? Obviously, the description of eternal punishment in the Bible only partially reveals its true nature. Eternal punishment is partly mental, partly physical, and partly emotional. The fact that confinement in hell is pictured also as a place of total darkness is no doubt contributory to mental anguish, though there is no indication of genuine repentance in hell. The emotional problems of facing eternal punishment are beyond human computation and are certainly a major portion of the judgment that is inflicted on the wicked. Is the fire of eternal punishment to be understood literally? Is the fire of eternal punishment to be understood literally? In the attempt to alleviate some of the suffering of eternal punishment, the question is naturally raised as to whether the fire of eternal punishment is literal. However, the frequent mention of fire in connection with eternal punishment supports the conclusion that this is what the scriptures mean. There is sufficient evidence that the fire is literal. In the case of the rich man and Lazarus, the rich man in Hades asked Father Abraham to cool his tongue with water because he was in agony in the fire. Thirst would be a natural reaction to fire, and the desire to cool his tongue would be in keeping with this description. It is true that Scripture sometimes uses a language of appearance, describing something as nearly as possible in terms that can be understood in our present life. This acknowledgement does not alter the fact, however, that punishment is eternal and that it is painful, both mentally and physically. Scripture never challenges the concept that eternal punishment is by literal fire. Objections have to be on philosophic or theological grounds rather than on exegetical ones. Though it may be true that the picture of eternal punishment is only a partial revelation of its true character, obviously the reality of it is no less painful or severe. Eternal punishment is an unrelenting doctrine that faces every human being as the alternative to grace and salvation in Jesus Christ. As such, it is a spur to preaching the gospel, to witnessing for Christ, to praying for the unsaved, and to showing compassion on those who need to be snatched as brands from the burning. Let's pray. Holy Father God in heaven, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for your mercy, your love, and your grace. We thank you for the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who makes it possible. He came as the sacrificial Lamb of God to take away the sins of the world, and all we have to do is believe in him. And so, yes, we believe, Holy Father God, in a literal burning hell, because you did everything you possibly could do to save us from hell. And Jesus Christ himself understood why he came. Ultimately, it was to save us from the punishment of sin, the eternal punishment of sin, which is hell. For he preached more on hell than anybody else in the Bible. For he preached more on hell than he did about heaven. And so he knew above all else that hell was at stake. And we pray that you'll open up the blinded eyes of people who laugh and joke about hell, but who are going there. And Lord, save their souls and change their lives. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, please understand that after you die, you will be ushered into one of two places to spend eternity, heaven or hell. Here's how you can be sure that you will not go to that awful place called hell and suffer eternal damnation forever, and rather have a home in heaven when you die. The Bible says, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou you shalt be saved." Here's how you can be saved from sin and hell, and have a home in heaven when you die, in more detail. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner, and that you have broken God's law, and so have I. We all have. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. That's right. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, I know this is bad news, but I'm here to tell you, if you live in sin and you never trust Christ as Savior, you're going to spend eternity in hell. I know that that is not popular, but it is true. But here's the good news. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish," that is, perish in hell, but have everlasting life. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will save you. Romans 10:9-13 says that if you shall confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, the black and the white, the red and the yellow, the young and the old, the rich and the poor. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Until next time, my beloved, may God bless you and keep you.